I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. All right, everybody. I want to start up a conversation today based on a conversation that started yesterday in the group, and it is why free offers rarely work. Have you ever been tempted to make an offer to do a free site audit or a free consultation with like a website review or even build like a free website or just some kind of a free thing in order to start generating some leads? So let's talk about why that usually fails, or another way to phrase that is why do these free offers rarely work? So we're going to take a look at, you know, what's the point of making the offer in the first place, what we want to actually have happen, and then we'll look at what usually happens in the real world. And then we'll take a final look at the end at what kinds of free offers do work, because there are some free offers that work, and most of them don't. So what we want to do is distinguish between the two so that you can figure out, well, what's a good way to start generating leads? How can I reach out to clients? How can I make an introduction without having to have, you know, cold emails and all that other stuff? So what's the best way to do all that stuff? We're going to take a look at all of those things, and I'm excited to be able to jump in and kind of have this conversation today, because yesterday, it's just too much to put in a Facebook post. Like, so this is a conversation that's going to fill up our whole live workshop. So that's going to be awesome. So I'm Lee Blue, founder of Double Stack. Happy to be back with you guys today. And let's just jump into it. Let's jump into why free offers rarely work. So let's kind of define what I mean by free offer in the beginning, and then we can kind of dive into it from there. I'm talking about things like free site audits, free consultations to review a website over the phone with somebody or something like that, or even building like a free website itself in the hopes that somebody will then hire you for like paid services after you launch the site. You know, like maybe you want to charge for hosting and site maintenance and maybe some marketing or something like that or whatever. And so you offer to build the site for free. That's less common. Like mostly what I see is free site audits, free site reviews, that sort of a thing to start generating some traffic. And let's dive into so why make an offer like that in the first place? So it's tempting to say, well, why would I even do that? Why would I offer my stuff for free? Well, the general story behind it is people want to offer something of value up front to create an introduction that feels meaningful, like so that there's a reason to reach out to somebody as opposed to just, you know, cold emailing or cold blasting out a message willy-nilly, just hoping somebody, you know, will respond. And so the biggest obstacle there is like, what can I offer for free to make that introduction? And a lot of times people think, oh, well, maybe I could just do a free site audit or do it like a, just call somebody and just talk about their site for free or something like that, and just offer my free help just to start building some rapport and things like that. And so usually there's three components. The first component is I want an introduction that I can offer to my clients that's makes it sound like it's something to respond to. And then the second component is, okay, well, once we have the introduction, well, then let's kind of build some trust, right? Like, so they can see that I can do something valuable, right? So if they say, yeah, I do want the free site audit, then you provide the site audit and they're like, wow, that was a mind-blowing site audit. So then the third step is, okay, well, maybe a percentage of those people will then become paying clients of yours and say, well, if the site audit was that great, then everything else must be super duper also. And, you know, presumably you win some leads out of that. So that generally is the idea. But the problem is, or the thing to keep in mind when you're creating these free offers is, you know, basically what you've done is you create this kind of funnel for yourself, right? So you have this kind of three-step funnel going on where you have this introduction with this free offer of some kind of a site review, then you actually do the review, and then the third step is, okay, well, now the client becomes a paying customer. And there you go. So that's the funnel. But the thing to really keep in mind is the first step, the free offer, is really what sets the polarity of your funnel, right? And what I mean by polarity is like the polarity of a magnet. Like, who are you attracting? Who are you repelling because of the offer that you're presenting? That's what I mean by polarity. And so And so it's all the whole thing, the entire compass is set based on the actual thing that you offer. So, what you're hoping will happen is you hope that this creates a great introduction. People feel like there's value there. You hope that you build trust with your client. They like what you're doing and the free thing that you do really does provide value. They like and all that other stuff. And then you win new clients. So the problem though is that's not usually what actually happens. And there's a few reasons why. And so let's go into what really happens, and then we'll try to kind of unwind it all and see how we can do better than these free offers. And so what actually tends to happen is the offer is something of a technical nature, right? Like a free site audit. And so the result of a free site audit would be something like, maybe we need to address page load speed. Maybe there's some broken links. Maybe the site doesn't have a good mobile experience or something like that. And so you just kind of come up with a list of like technical things that you need to fix to improve the performance of the site. And there probably would be some tangential benefits of fixing those things technically that would create like a better business experience too, right? So for example, if you have a better mobile experience, then that has business outcomes kind of tied to it, because now people on phones and whatever can interact with your content in a way that's not so frustrating. So that would, of course, have some type of a business benefit to it. But usually, those business benefits are left up to the client to figure out, right? So they have to connect the dots between how doing all these technical things creates a better business win for them. So, but because the offer itself is, let's do the review. Let's do this kind of technical site review or whatever. So the problem, it's not that the offer that you're making doesn't have the right value, right? It's not that a site review isn't valuable, or a site audit isn't valuable. Of course it's valuable. In fact, I would go so far as to say it's so valuable that it's probably too valuable to be offering for free, because it takes time. It's the kind of thing that you have to do every time somebody says yes, you have to then do it, right? It's not scalable in the sense that every time somebody kind of, you know, bites at your lead, then you now have to do custom work. And so, you know, we'll talk a little bit about the structure of what a good free offer is, but you know, a custom site review or a site audit like that, it's probably too valuable. So the issue is not that you're not offering value. That's not the problem. The problem is that the offer attracts the wrong audience. You see what I mean? It's like, it's valuable, but the types of clients that you really want to be working with aren't looking for that thing. And so what you really want, in the context of the group that we're in right here, what you really want is clients who are going to hire you for a high-ticket, long-term relationship where you're actually helping them achieve better business outcomes for their business, right? So more calls, more revenue, more clients, more people on the calendar, whatever it might be. You're helping them get more business outcomes. So what you really want is you want business owners who are running serious businesses, and they need help solving major business problems. So basically those are the three criteria that you're really looking for when you're building an audience for yourself in terms of trying to find clients that are going to pay you these higher ticket rates. You're not looking for people who are just dabbling at their business. They just want a quick thing, just a quick fix, a cheap website. Maybe they're just like an entrepreneur with no budget, no funding, no anything. And they're like, man, where can I get the least expensive website? Or maybe they built their own website and it's not performing at the level they want it to, and they don't know why. And so they're hoping they can kind of, you know, milk you for some information to figure out what can they do to make it better. But they don't have any intention of actually hiring you to do anything. They just want the free site audit so they can get some free information out of you. And that's not really that's obviously not the client you want. Like a lot of times those types of people don't even have the types of financial resources to invest in the kind of relationship that you really want to be building with your clients. So the problem is those types of offers attract the wrong audience. You really want to be working with business owners who are running serious businesses and they need help solving major problems, right? So three things: business owners. You're looking for actual business owners who need help. You're not looking for people that are just barely starting up an idea or people who are dabbling at something. And business owners are probably not even in the groups where you're posting the free offers. Like say you go into a Facebook group and you say, I'll do a free website audit in this Facebook group. And then you're hoping people raise their hand and say, yeah, audit my site or whatever. Well, the clients that you want to be working with are probably not even in those groups, right? It's like those groups tend to be other people like us, like other web designers, other developers, other graphic designers, things like that. And a lot of times, we're just kind of hanging out, hoping that an actual business owner will come in and say, hey, I'm looking for a better website, or I'm looking for a new logo or something like that. And then like everybody in the group jumps on. And then, of course, it's this giant price race to the bottom, and it's just a disaster. And so that's not really who you want in the first place. So kind of right off the bat, you know, the fact that the business owners aren't really in these groups should be kind of a red flag as to whether or not you're kind of on the right track. Because most of the people that you're trying to reach, they're actually running their actual businesses, right? And so that's kind of the second step. You want people that are running serious businesses. So for example, like most of my clients have talked about this, I tend to be in the health sector a lot, functional medicine doctors, naturopaths, dietitians, gluten sensitivity stuff. These are actual doctors seeing patients. Just yesterday, I was talking to doctors or a doctor about developing like an online program for a couple of different of his specialties and so forth. But like he is not in any Facebook groups anywhere. Like none of these people are in Facebook groups doing things. Instead, they're busy running their business and they're experiencing certain business problems that they need to have solved, which is, of course, the third thing. So the first thing is you're looking for business owners. They're probably not in the group. You want them to have a serious business, which means they're probably running their serious business, and that's why they're not in the group. And then the third thing is we want to be emphasizing how you can benefit your clients with a serious business solution that solves a major business problem. Because if you don't, if your offer or if the perception of working with you is something other than having the client solve a major business problem, then you don't have a high ticket solution, right? Like the reason it's high ticket, the reason you can charge a lot for it is because the client gets an even bigger benefit because of hiring you, right? And so if you have a solution that doesn't solve a big problem, then you don't have any space for a high ticket kind of solution. You have a low ticket solution. And then even worse, well, what if you think, well, golly, I need to be able to generate more revenue than what a low ticket solution would provide in order to stay afloat. So you just throw a high ticket price on a low ticket solution, and now you've priced yourself out of the market and you don't get any leads at all. And so that's kind of the problem. So the three components that you're really looking for out of an ideal client is a serious business owner, running a serious business, and that you have the ability to solve a major problem for them. And that brings it all together. And that tends to be kind of why most of these free offers fail, because it kind of misses every single one of those components, right? So like if you say, I'm going to do a free site audit, and you post that into like a Facebook group, well, there's no business owners in the Facebook group. And then you say, well, okay, well, but it's a free site audit. It's really valuable. But the people are running, like they're running their business. They're not worried about their website. They're worried about their cash flow. They're worried about their time management. They're worried about their profitability or their whatever. There's a variety of different types of business things that they're worried about. They're not really looking for a site audit. And then, of course, the people who are looking for a site audit are not your ideal clients. And then, of course, you know, you come around and say, well, let's make sure we're solving a big problem. So there's kind of like, let me see if I can summarize it. I wrote down like five kind of bullet points to kind of be a quick summary of why most of these free offers fail. So let's go through that real quick just to kind of get an overview of a summary there. And then we'll move into, well, what makes a good one? Like, how do we know if we can, what's the recipe for a good free offer? So the five problems that cause free offers to fail, the first problem is the offer is for something that's technical, right? So it's not attracting the business owners, it's attracting the wrong audience. So, you know, and then the second problem is the offer doesn't attract the right type of client. So you tend to put the offer in a place where the clients aren't, and even if they were, it would be attracting the wrong type of audience. The third thing is the offer doesn't present a solution to a major problem. Like a free site audit does not present a solution to an actual business problem. In order for the client to be able to feel like it does, it's up to them to connect the dots how having a better, more technically sound website would somehow achieve some kind of a goal that would then result in some sort of a business outcome of some sort. And most business owners can't do it, right? They don't even understand the full implications of everything, and it just, they're not able to make that connection. And so there really is no connection at all then between what your offer is and how that actually makes them more profitable on the business side. So step three is the offer doesn't usually present a major solution to a business problem. And then the fourth thing is the offer oftentimes will take too much time to deliver for free, right? So in other words, it's not scalable. So you have to do it like every time somebody says, yes, I want a site audit, then you have to go do the audit. And so what if you have like 1,000 people that want a site audit and then you got to do 1,000 of them for free? It's like, that's not scalable. And then the fifth thing is usually the lead never even converts to a high paying client anyway, because of all the other things we just talked about, tends to attract the wrong kind of person. They're just looking for some kind of a free thing, and they're not ever going to be looking for like a $15,000, you know, online solution of any sort or whatever, or even a $5,000 one, or even a $2,000 one. It's like most of the time they just want the free stuff. And that's why all this stuff tends to fail. So then what do you do? So what's a better solution? Like, how can you do better than this in order to get a better outcome? So obviously you need to be generating leads and you want to be winning new clients, and you don't want to just like spam people to try to get them to contact you. And so you have to come up with something to offer. So what's an example of a good one? So let's talk about it. There's a couple of different characteristics for what you want to put together in an offer. And so the key is to offer something for free that addresses a business problem, and for and you want it to both generate leads and to qualify your leads as well. So you don't just generating leads isn't usually the best idea. You want to both generate the leads and qualify them to make sure that they are good candidates for a client before you have to spend your time on doing something for them, right? So it's fine to offer free things, but it has to meet these criteria in order for it to be effective for you. Otherwise, you just burn yourself out. Otherwise, you just have to do all of this free work, and it's frustrating, and you feel like people are taking advantage of you, but you don't really know what to do about it, and nobody tends to convert, and you just have to do all this stuff for free, and you're thinking, well, this is terrible, right? And so you just burn out, and you want to give up, and you want to quit, and a lot of times people feel really stuck, and they don't know what to do next. But if you put these qualities into your offer, then you'll be able to get a better outcome. So four things. You want your offer to address a business outcome. You want to generate leads with the offer. You want your offer to also qualify the leads to make sure that they are a good fit for who you're trying to reach. And then the fourth thing is you want it to be scalable, meaning that you don't want to have to put in custom work in order to fulfill the free thing every time somebody, you know, says yes. And so some examples of what things that could be good, like an informative landing page. Like you could say, hey, you know, I've got this whole page set up, and it's, you know, it addresses this major thing that you're probably struggling with. Here, go over to this page and check it out. And then you can describe what it's like to work with you and like how you actually solve somebody's problem. Now, you don't have to get into the nitty gritty details of all the individual things that you do and how you do it. And you're not giving a tutorial. You're just saying, here's how I can help you. And you don't have to do anything. You make the page once and you can send 1,000,000 people there and you don't ever have to do anything else. So it's very scalable in that sense. And it qualifies the lead, meaning that after somebody reads all your stuff, if they think, oh, well, that's not really what I'm trying to do, or I'm not interested in that, that's not for me, then they don't ever reach out to you and you don't have to do any custom work. On the other hand, if they're like, yeah, this is exactly what I'm looking for. It's like you're looking over my shoulder and seeing my life or whatever. It's like, that's exactly what I want. Well, then they reach out to you. And now, you know, by the time they're actually reaching out to you, that it's a good lead, right? They've qualified themselves by seeing what it is that you're all about. And now you've kind of filtered out the people that are just not the right fit. So like an informative landing page is really good for that. Lead magnets with like an email opt-in for something cool. It's just another format for that. So rather than just blammoing all your content all over the place all at once, maybe you have a shorter page that says, hey, put your email address in here and I'm going to email something to you that kind of helps explain about, you know, how to get these better outcomes. Or like a webinar, like a video webinar. That tends to be what I tend to use a lot for myself and for my clients, is like a video kind of explainer thing that that kind of talks about, well, in the context of DoubleStack, that talks about how to turn yourself into a six-figure, you know, web design consultant that you can, you know, with a business you can run out of your house on your own, that kind of a thing. And I kind of explain like 4 or 5 steps of things that you need to do to kind of make this happen. And then if it sounds like a good fit or whatever, then you join this group, or maybe you call me or whatever. And so I've got all of those things in the mix, right? So I'm helping people with something that's of business value to them. Generating leads because of the fact that people find that it's interesting. And then the webinar itself kind of pre-qualifies the people. So if somebody's like, hey, well, I don't really want to build websites, or I don't want to get into business consulting, I just want to do plugin development or whatever, you know, then all those people kind of get filtered out. And then the people like you and me who really want to do awesome kind of business development as well as technical development for our clients, then we all get together and boom, we've got an awesome group. And you know, maybe you want to be part of DoubleStack. So so that's kind of the idea behind what makes a good offer. So landing pages, like an email lead magnet with an opt-in is a good one. Webinars, you know, all of those things are things that you build once and then you don't ever really have to touch it again. And so it's scalable. It filters, it generates leads, it filters leads. So people are being pre-qualified. So all of those are things that make kind of a good fit for a free offer. And again, out of all of the things, the most important component is the first step. It's the offer itself. And that's where you want to kind of emphasize the business value of the offer, not the technical value of the offer. And that even applies to all of your marketing too. In fact, if you watch the presentation that I just gave a few days ago on Facebook, there's advertising over there. So if you're in the group and you saw that Facebook ad and you watched that presentation, then you know, a big part of what we talked about is changing your marketing. And so instead of marketing technical services, you market business outcomes. And of course, you implement the outcomes with your technical skills. So you don't stop doing those things, but you emphasize to your client what the business outcome is of all of your services. So that's kind of the whole idea about generating free offers that actually attract clients that you want, right? As opposed to free offers that just burn you out. So that's kind of the big picture. I'm really glad that we had all this time. I don't know how long we've been talking, but looks like we've been talking 20 minutes or so. And that's just way too much content to put into a Facebook post or whatever. It's like too much. So now we had a chance to kind of go through all of that. If this is sounding like the kind of thing that you want to start doing and you want to get some clarity on how to make a better offer and how to attract leads and how to actually onboard clients who are these high-paying, long-term relationship style clients, let's get on the phone and talk about it. So head over to doublestack.net/call and you'll see my calendar pop up and we can actually talk about how to do this in the context of your business. And we'll look into a few things. First, we need to look into your skill set so we know technically speaking what you can do. Then we'll take a look at, well, if we were to combine all the things that you do the best, what are the audiences that might really resonate with? And then we put together a story that will actually explain all of the things that you do the best to the people that you want to work with so that you're now attracting leads. And we'll create a, like a funnel of some sort, like maybe a 3 or 4 step funnel that will enable you to kind of automate the process of onboarding these clients. And that's really the essence of what DoubleStack is all about. And so in addition to the marketing side, another thing that we do in DoubleStack is you might be thinking, well, I'm not really sure what I can do that generates the business outcome for my clients. I just know that I can build really good looking websites. Well, if that's you, that's fine too. I'll just show you a bunch of things. I'll show you a bunch of different marketing platforms and concepts using most of the skills that you probably already have and just ways to package them up in different ways so that you can begin to articulate the business outcomes that will be forthcoming for your clients if they were to work with you. And that's gonna be the thing that really changes things for you. That's the thing that really starts resonating with the types of clients you actually want, right? So when you wanna reach out to these actual business owners, like, and it doesn't even really matter what type of business owner you wanna reach. Like, you don't have to feel like you don't really know who to work with, because that's another big part of it, to really try to figure out what is the niche market that you might wanna focus on. And then we create a story for that niche. And that's really the whole idea behind it. Without feeling like you're pigeonholed into only working with that one thing, because you can run multiple marketing campaigns at the same time, right? So that's a really important thing to note. Like, I don't want anybody to feel like, well, if we start, you know, trying to attract real estate agents or something, then I'm only going to be building websites for real estate agents for the rest of my life. Well, that's not true. But if you think that you could really help a real estate agent, you ought to make a marketing campaign that attracts real estate agents. Hey, Ralph, it's good to see you. Thanks for showing up. Good to see you, man. Ralph and I just talked on the phone the other day. So that's the whole idea. Let's get together and put a marketing plan in place for you to attract these types of clients so that you're not just burning yourself out doing free things for people that have no intention of hiring you later, right? Like, that's not good for you. It's really not even good for them, right? So like, if somebody hires you for just your free thing, that's never going to get them to the point where they're actually winning more clients or having better outcomes. It's not enough. It's like, I mean, even if you gave somebody something super valuable, like a custom site audit, well, that doesn't even fix the problem. That's just the audit, right? It doesn't even fix the problem. So then it's on them to try to figure out, well, how do I get all this stuff fixed? And what do I do once it is fixed? And, it's not really going to help anyone. It doesn't help you because you're burning yourself out doing all this free work. It doesn't really help them because they're not really going to get any more clients out of it unless they hire you, but they don't have any intention of doing it. They're just looking for free stuff. So the better solution is, why don't we create some offers or some enticing things that you can present to your clients that will not only generate leads, but pre-qualify your leads for you. And then when they actually do reach out and contact you, you know that it's going to be a really good fit. So head over to doublestack.net/call. Pick a time that's going to work well for you, because you'll see my personal calendar pop up. And again, you're going to speak directly to me. And so I can only take so many calls during the day, which means there's a relatively limited amount of space there. So go over there right now and get a spot while you can. And we'll get on the phone right after you fill out that form. You're going to see a little, another form will pop up where you can tell me something about your business ahead of time. Like, give me a link to your website. Talk to me a little bit about the types of clients you're looking for, you know, those types of things. So then when we get on the phone, we'll get on the phone for like 45 minutes. And for free, by the way, so this is an example of something that we can do for free that would be really helpful. And then we'll get your marketing plans in place so that you can really make all of this stuff happen. So there you go. So it absolutely is the case that free offers can be effective, but you have to make sure that the offer is in line with solving an actual business problem. Very much like right now, right? We're doing it right now. I'm offering to help you solve a problem with your business, which is finding clients, finding higher paying clients, not burning yourself out doing free stuff all the time. And we can talk about how to do that. And then as we talk about that, if you feel like DoubleStack's going to be a good fit for you, then we can talk about that too. And if not, that's also cool. So either way, head over to doublestack.net. Let's get on the calendar and talk to each other and figure out how to actually start winning some higher paying, longer term relationship, kind of recurring revenue style clients so that you can literally build a six-figure business doing web design that you can run right out of your house on your own. So there we go. Great talking to you, and I'm really glad we had a chance to really bring this out into a live workshop. So high five for you. Boop. And head over to doublestack.net/call and look forward to talking to you.